Welcome to the third podcast from the Smart Aging Project. Today's episode comes from the Albertine House in Hamburg, Germany. Today, we will introduce you to our facility and talk about the development of smart aging in our assisted living facility. My name is Kirsten Sommer. I've been working at Albertine House for many years on various care projects, now also at smart aging, and I'm delighted to welcome my two colleagues, Ella Kuzma and Denise Göke from the project. It's great to have you here. Can you briefly introduce yourselves and the Albertine House?
Thank you, Kirsten. I'm Ella Kuzma and I have been working for Albertine House since 2019. I'm a psychologist with a strong background in the care of older people living independently or in facilities. My work has always centered on the question, how can we support older people to live in an independent and self-determined way for as long as possible?
Hello, and I'm Denise Göke. I've been working at Albertine House for over 10 years and have a great experience in physiotherapy and caring for older people. Over the past 2 years, I've been involved in various digital projects. In one project, I introduced the first ambient assisted living solutions in our assisted living facility. I'm delighted to be here today.
And it's my pleasure to introduce Albertine House Center for Geriatrics and Gerontology as one of two locations of Albertine Hospital. We are a center for active, healthy and self-determined aging. With our geriatric experience, we maintain a large assisted living facility with over 160 apartments. We also offer a nursing home, an outpatient nursing service, an outpatient therapy center, and many other services and courses for seniors at our location.
Thank you both very much for the introduction. Now, let's get right into it. What do you actually understand by smart aging?
Well, from my perspective, smart aging means that older people can live independently and safely in their familiar surroundings for longer thanks to the use of modern technologies. It's about making everyday life easier and improving quality of life.
Exactly, and it includes the use of network devices and systems such as sensor-based systems to detect faults, emergency call systems, and health monitoring, which support everyday life in the assisted living facility.
That sounds very innovative. What specific technologies are currently in use in our assisted living facility?
For example, we use smart sensors for fall detection, automatic lighting, and emergency call systems.
Yes, and for residents, this means greater safety and independence. For example, they can control their devices independently and adjust their surroundings or call for help quickly in an emergency.
Thank you very much. With the Smart Aging Project, we want to go one step further and contribute to the development of innovative solutions. How can Albertine House support this?
We are very close to the needs of both seniors and professionals, such as therapists, caregivers, and management, so we bring relevant insights from daily praxis.
Well, and we have the opportunity to test and evaluate innovative solutions in our assisted living facility.
Thanks. And in your opinion, what are the biggest advantages of smart aging for our residents?
Yes, as a project partner, it is very important to us that the development is like a design thinking process where seniors are actively involved and participate. This is a special opportunity for our residents to participate in the development of valuable solutions.
We also believe that the solutions we develop together with our international project partners will have a positive impact on the well-being and independence of seniors. We aim for sustainable solutions that will last for a long time.
That sounds like a promising development, Ella. Finally, what are your wishes for the future of smart aging?
Well, I hope that the development of new technologies will be more tailored to the needs of residents and that using these new technologies will become more intuitive.
And for me, it is very important that we continue to work closely with residents to develop solutions that truly improve their everyday lives.
Thank you both very much for your insights. I am sure that smart aging can make a big difference. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you.